AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Another big win for the president's health care law in the Supreme Court. These supporters were outside the court building chanting, "Don't you dare take our care," when word came of the ruling that saves health care for millions of Americans. Live to Washington and our Jerry Boatlander.
Rita, in a 6-3 ruling written by Chief Justice John Roberts, the court said people can get subsidies for their health care coverage no matter where they live. Opponents had argued that Americans who got subsidies through federal exchanges in dozens of states that don't have their own aren't eligible for that help. The Chief Justice said Congress passed the Affordable Care Act to improve health insurance markets, not to destroy them. In his dissent, Justice Antonin Scalia said it should now be called SCOTUS care, noting his colleagues have twice saved the law. Reaction was quick in the Senate, where top Democrat Harry Reid hailed the ruling.
Millions of working families won today. America won today.
Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the law still has major problems.
Today's ruling won't change the skyrocketing costs and premiums, deductibles, and copays that have hit the middle class so hard over the last few years.
Now with reaction from the White House, here's correspondent Mark Smith.
Jerry, President Obama got the news in the West Wing just after his daily intelligence briefing, and we can only imagine he breathed a huge sigh of relief. No doubt he'll be all grins in the Rose Garden, where he's due shortly to discuss the ruling, having warned an adverse ruling would cause chaos in health markets and having insisted there was no plan B. Rita?
Thank you, Mark. That military jet that crashed in Arizona last night was piloted by an Iraqi who was training in the U.S., according to the Iraqi defense minister. He was the only person on board. We don't know yet what happened to him or what caused the crash. This is AP Radio News. Tonight's the NBA draft. Mike Moriarty is in New York with what we can expect.
NBA prospect dreams will become a reality as the 2015 NBA draft gets underway this evening in Brooklyn. Several schools will be well represented on site as Kentucky will have four players on hand, including big man Karl Anthony Towns, expected to be selected with one of the first picks. Wisconsin and Duke will have two players apiece in the green room, including Frank Kaminsky for the Badgers and Jahlil Okafor for the Blue Devils. The Minnesota Timberwolves will select first, while the Lakers and 76ers round out the top three picks. Mike Moriarty, New York.
You may know him as Screech from TV's Saved by the Bell. Dustin Diamond's been sentenced to 4 months in jail by a judge in Wisconsin for a barroom stabbing. The actor told jurors that he took out a knife that day to try to ward off some people, including a woman who he says punched his girlfriend. He said he then accidentally stabbed a man during an altercation. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.